Anyway, if you ask somebody what the most important point of the Seder, the focal point of the Seder, so maybe you'll say it's the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shlomar Shlosh Mil Pesach Lo Yisai Dechovato, whoever hasn't recited these three things, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Maybe a person will say the eating a matzah, the eating a maror, but you ask any 6 or 7 year olds and their parents, what's the highlight of the Seder? Without a doubt, it's Manish Tana. That's the key, the Manish Tana. So the question I wanted to address tonight is when the child or whoever is asking Manish Tana recites Manish Tana, do the other participants at the Seder, are they obligated to say those questions as well? Are they also obligated to repeat the Manish Tana? So, long and short of it, it's Machloket Rishonim. That's the long and short of it. But from the Gemara, it sounds like not. From the Gemara, it would sound, the simple reading of the Gemara, not. The Gemara learns in Masechet Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Tzev Vav, it brings an incident about Abaye. When Abaye was a youngster, Abaye Habiyatid Kami de Rabba, Abaye was with his uncle Rabba. Abaye was an orphan, so he was spending Pesach with his uncle Rabba. He saw, Bizman Chazal, they would eat at these little tables, everybody would have their own little table. He saw they brought the table out, and then they're taking the table away before the meal. So he says, he says, we haven't eaten yet. They're taking away the table, and that's done to, you know, promote questions from the kids, and today we don't take away the table, we move the ka'ara, like the Seder plate, or we cover the matzahs. That's similar to what we do. It says, Amar li Rabba, so Rabba says to Abaye, Pitartan mi lamar manishtana, you exempted us from saying manishtana. So that sounds like if the child asks a question, it sounds like everybody's off the hook. That's from that Gemara. So the issue turns on, we know that the Sipur Yisiv Strayim has to be told derech she'elu tshuva, with questions and answers. So the Chakira, the way Rav Yitzchak Mirsky brings it down in his Haggadah, is how do I understand that? Do I understand that I actually have to ask the questions and give the answers, and then in such a fashion I fulfill the Sipur Yisiv Strayim? Or is it enough that, like the foundation is laid, somebody's asked the question, now I'm responding, and now I fulfilled it? So from the Maharil, it seems that the Maharil holds that, you know, once somebody's asked the question, then you're off the hook. That's the way the Maharil holds. And he brings down an incident with the Maharil. His father-in-law was Rav Moshe Katz. The Maharil died in 1427. He was one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz and an important, you know, framer of, you know, Minhagim for all the Ashkenazim. So the Maharil relates that his father-in-law, Rav Moshe Katz, that once at the Seder, that his daughter asked the father-in-law, how come you lifted the Seder plate? And he, the father-in-law, saw that that's like the questions, and he says that you exempted us from saying Manish Tana. So that sounds like he also holds, like we said in the Gemara, and then there's other Rishonim also hold that way. And Lechora, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, that's the way the Ramah seems to paskin. The Ramah says that he says that even Talmid Chachamim asks themselves questions, and the Ramah says, Uksha ben o isha shoelet, if someone's son or his wife asks them the questions, Ein Sirich Lamar Manish Tana El Machil Abadim Maharil. So the Ramah quotes from Maharil that if the question's been asked, then that's it. You're patur, just like we learned in the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that as well. He says that if one Talmid Chacham asks another, Ein Sirich Lamar Hanishal Ein Sirich Lamar Manish Tana. The one who's asked doesn't have to say Manish Tana. But the fly in the ointment is the Rambam. The Rambam seems to hold Mefurash not this way. The Rambam says, and I'll read the language in the Rambam, Umozgin akosa sheni, that we fill or we dilute the second cup of wine, v'kan haben shoel. And here, the son asks questions, period. V'omer ha-korei manish tana halayla zevechulei. And then the korei, the one who's leading the Seder, says manish tana. So the Rambam seems to learn on the other side, the way we said, that Bechlal, you have to say the questions. So it comes out, so the way the Rambam seems to understand it, the son just asks whatever questions he's got going, and then the one who's doing the Seder has to say the questions. And he mentions here, this is from the Haggadah Siach HaGrit, from the Rav's Torah, he says, V'chein ha-guvet ha-gon Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, in his household, Shekol Masumim Amru Manishtana, everybody who was there would say Manishtana. B'katana hichel, b'katon u'b'gadol kila. From the youngest to the oldest, everybody would say Manishtana. And it brings down also in the Piskei Tshuvas, it brings down that some have the minag that the Orech also says Manishtana. And then it brings down here, this is from Halichot Shlomo, from the Hanhagot of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he also brings down, he says that he says, Ulachar Shishalu Haktanim, after the youngsters would ask the questions, Chazar Rabbeinu im Banav Ushar Mesubim, so Rav Shlomo Zalman would go over, together with the other people at the Seder, Vamru Yachdav Manishtan Bechulei, Kodam Rav Azinu. They would say it again. He says, like, it sounds like from the language of the Rambam. Anyway, so in the Siach HaGrid, which is the Torah from the Rav, he points out that, So the Rambam understands that there's two dinim. One is that the son has to ask whatever is bothering him, and that's like by Yishal, Ki Yishal Ka Ben Cha, everybody asks based on his derech. And then the second halacha is that Sipur Yisus Yisrayim has to be derech Shel Tshuva. Now, he points out that a number of Mefarshim ask, how it's interesting these four questions, you know, the son or whoever's asking the questions is very precocious if they got these questions. What are the questions? Should Anawaklin Chameitzu Matzah? We haven't eaten any matzah yet, and that this kid is, you know, or a game. How come we're just eating kalala as a kula matzah? We're eating matzah. We didn't eat anything yet. He says, then every other night we eat other vegetables as a kula maror. We didn't eat maror yet. He's asking that. Then the third question is, we don't dip once tonight, twice. We haven't dipped twice, right? And the fourth question, we eat bein yoshin bein musina halala as a kula masubim. So the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim brings down, it's really machloket amurai. Do the first two cups require haseba, or the last two cups require haseba? So we're machmir, we do all four cups, but the time that the Mishnah was articulated, so it's only doing two cups. So according to the Sa'ad, that it was the last two cups, he didn't even see a seba. So the son has seen zero. So how does he know how to answer all these questions? So you could say that the son, you know, just figures it out. He got matzah on the table, he figures the matzah we're going to eat. He's got maror on the table, we're going to eat the maror. And then he sees the charoset on the table, he figures, well, I know what that's for. It's for dipping. And then the haseba, he sees that they're all like in these soft cushions, and they will do haseba. But if you say it the way the Rambam has it, and the way the Rav was going, it makes a lot of sense. So the one who's Masada the Seder is asking the questions. He knows what's coming up. He says, Taka, you know, Halayla Zeh, Kulo Matzah, Halayla Zeh, Kulanam Subim. He knows what's coming up. So it makes sense going that way. Now, I just have to say, so what will that Sa'ad do with the Gemara? The Gemara sounded like Pashas the other way. How will the Rambam learn that Gemara? So he quotes in the footnotes here from Rabbeinu Manoach, he says that the Rambam holds that it's not Nifsak La'alacha. The Rambam holds that the way Abaye and Rabba did is not a Liba the Hilchata. That's the way the Rambam will hold. But he does say there's one version. There's one, you know, they have these Frankel Gemaras, which have, you know, come out in my lifetime, which they have all these fancy different versions. You know, they have all these texts, they're looking here, there, and the other place. There is a different version of the Rambam in which the text of the Rambam comes out differently. And instead of saying in the Rambam, V'kana ben Shoel, period, V'omer hakore, it says, V'omer likore, V'kana ben Shoel, V'omer lakore. He says to the kore, Banishtana. So that would mean that the Rambam's on page with everybody else. But simple pashas, the Rambam holds differently. Anyway, so you have the sheetot, and everybody knows where to go with this. Any questions, comments, or thoughts?
Say it. Are they yotzei? They all say it together?
No. In other words,
one by one, each person has to say it.
What do you mean? All say it? In other words, whether I say it together or you say it one after the other, I've said it. So in other words, I'm definitely, if I have a chiv tzei manishtana, whether I say it with you or I say it separately, I'm yotzei. You know, that part, in other words, it's not, that part's not working with Shomei Kohen. In other words, if I'm saying it, I'm yotzei. In other words, the only time you get into like an issue,
just when you say it all together, it's really not much.
It's like 10 of us reciting Kriyat Shema. We're all yotzei Kriyat Shema, even though we've all said it together. If we're 10 people in a room and we're all laying them against.
Statement. These are questions.
Yeah, but
all saying it together makes no sense unless you just have to articulate the words.
No. In other words, each person is doing the Sipur Yisias Yisrayim Derech Shel Teshuva. So I'm asking the question. I hear myself answering the question, so that I know, assuming that that's the tzad. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts? I think that's it. Rabbi Chanan Nechashu, Rabbi Baruch Hu, Zatul Sevich, 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 Zatul